This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
The rapidly growing use of electronic cigarettes, hookahs, and other smoking alternatives by middle school and high school students is becoming alarming, and it's concerning parents and U.S. health officials. My guest is Dr. Linda Reed-Chasiakos. She's a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics and a clinical assistant professor of pediatrics at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA. Welcome to the show, Dr. Reed. So hookahs, you know, we see them now even in restaurants. Kids see their parents who don't normally smoke having fun and making fun with these things, and they hear that they're not dangerous. But is that really the case?
Unfortunately, it isn't the case. People do believe that hookah might be safer than smoking cigarettes, but it isn't. The amount of nicotine that can be absorbed or inhaled through the hookah is actually substantially greater, sometimes on the order of as much as 10 times the amount from a cigarette. And hookah does tend to have the same dangers and the same risks that cigarette smoking does, which include oral cancers and lung cancer down the road. So it's not safe. Plus, hookah tends to be the mouthpiece that smokers use, tends to be circulated from one person to another. So you can understand that there's an obvious infectious disease risk with using hookah as well.
Okay, so are there age limits, first of all, on buying? Because I've seen those little sort of disc-looking things that you put, if you're somebody who owns one, and you put them in, and they've got all kinds of berry flavors and things that might be attractive to teens. Are they allowed to buy them? Is there an age limit?
There are age limits for the sales of tobacco in many states. But unfortunately, that doesn't necessarily mean that others are not going to go ahead and get the tobacco. The flavoring has two approaches. One of them is to bring in smokers, to make it appealing. And the other aspect of it is that tobacco tends to have a bitter taste unless it's sweetened with something. So there's a dual purpose to it. But there's no question that marketing of hookah and e-cigarettes, we were thinking about that as well, is aimed at middle school and high school students. College students, this is an interesting fact about hookah, college students tend to feel that it may be safer than cigarette smoking. And so there's a population of college students who smoke hookah and who feel that it is safer, that they're not having the same risks as using cigarettes, but will go ahead and use hookah, whereas they might not have considered cigarette smoking. So folks have to understand that hookah has its risks and dangers. It is not safer than cigarette smoking. And although we are seeing more and more of it, especially on college campuses, because that market is one that the hookah bars and cafes are really trying to market to, that it is not a safe alternative to cigarettes. And neither are e-cigarettes, by the way.
And there's nicotine in both, correct? I mean, so it still is addictive.
Yes, and nicotine is one of the most addictive substances, even more addictive than cocaine. One of the aspects of what the cigarette companies and tobacco companies have done is they try to catch people at a time when they're most vulnerable and most susceptible to the effects of nicotine. And that includes middle schoolers and high schoolers. We find that nicotine is not only an addictive substance, but nicotine actually makes changes in the development of an adolescent brain, especially in the prefrontal cortex and the hippocampus. So folks who start smoking as teenagers, and about 80% to 90% of adult smokers started smoking as teenagers. Those folks are going to have changes in their brains, and they're going to find it much more difficult to quit. Even after a few cigarettes, the addiction and the changes have been noted. And so we end up with folks thinking, well, I'm a teenager, I can start, I can smoke a few cigarettes, and and then down the road I'm going to quit before anything like lung cancer or cardiovascular disease or emphysema happens. But unfortunately, it becomes very difficult because those brain changes promote the addiction. And that's one of the reasons why tobacco companies and e-cigarette manufacturers focus on marketing to the middle schoolers and high schoolers, especially by promoting flavored products.
Is there any research, Dr. Reed, that by smoking hookah or e-cigarettes and getting addicted to that nicotine, that then it's going to lead to regular cigarettes and or possibly smoking pot or getting into other drugs? Is there any research about that?
Well, there are some studies. With hookah, there are two distinct populations. There are those who use hookah in conjunction with cigarette smoking, and this generally tends to be a high school and college population. And then there are those who smoke hookah alone thinking that it's safer. Those tend to be college students, actually. With e-cigarettes, we are seeing a sharp rise in middle schoolers and high schoolers. In fact, the rates have doubled in the last 2 to 3 years of middle schoolers and high schoolers who are trying e-cigarettes, again with the idea that they're either attracted by some of the flavors and the colorful marketing, or the idea that this is safer both for themselves and that secondhand smoke is not an issue. Well, neither of these are true. E-cigarettes may be safer than regular cigarettes, but they still allow the smoker to pull in substantially larger amounts of nicotine than regular cigarettes. Plus, the vapor contains nicotine, so that folks that are in the general area are exposed to nicotine through secondhand smoke. Additionally, we're seeing statistics and research that show that folks that smoke e-cigarettes are generally also users of regular cigarettes. So it's whether e-cigarettes are seen as a gateway to regular smoking or they're used by regular smokers who then use them in areas where normally they wouldn't be allowed to smoke, for example, indoors, a restaurant, in a building, and now they're getting nicotine in that environment. In any case, we are finding that it increases the opportunities for nicotine addiction, and that can lead to cigarette smoking down the road.
So these novel tobacco products are priced and marketed to appeal to kids, and they're also not regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. So I think that's important for parents to understand that these could be more dangerous just in the fact that they are not regulated, and who knows what else is going into them.
Exactly. The American Academy of Pediatrics joined with a number of other health organizations and professional organizations in pleading to the FDA to begin regulation of these products. What it means if they're not regulated is that the amount of nicotine in some of these products could be very, very different, so that someone could take an e-cigarette product and get an amount of nicotine that could be significantly harmful, even with one e-cigarette, and especially for a middle schooler or a high schooler with their developing brain structure. So, again, this is something that certainly the FDA is looking, hopefully, over the next year or two to begin regulation of these products. It does restrict them from being marketed as quitting smoking aids. They're not allowed to market them that way. And, of course, states have stepped in. There are quite a few states that have prohibited the sales of e-cigarettes to minors. But that's not all of the states. There's certainly about 2/3 of the states have not taken this step.
Parents have to be vigilant. You have to know what your children are doing, and these could be more dangerous and lead to more smoking and nicotine addiction. So parents, check it out. Ask your kids. Talk to them about this. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.